Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, the 18th of January 2020 is Coldrum Long Barrow. The Coldrum Long Barrow, also known as the Coldrum Stones and the Adscombe Stones, is a chambered long barrow located near the village of Trotterscliffe in the southeastern English county of Kent. Probably constructed in the 4th millennium BCE. During Britain's early Neolithic period, today it survives only in a state of ruin. Archaeologists have established that the monument was built by pastoralist communities shortly after the introduction of agriculture to Britain from continental Europe. Although representing part of an architectural tradition of long barrow building that was widespread across Neolithic Europe, the Coldrum Stones belong to a localized regional variant of barrows produced in the vicinity of the River Medway, now known as the Medway Megaliths. Of these, it is in the best surviving condition. It lies near to both Addington Long Barrow and Chestnut's Long Barrow on the western side of the river. Three further surviving long barrows, Kitscourty House, the Little Kitscourty House, and the Coffin Stone, are located on the Medway's eastern side. Built out of earth and around 50 local Sarsen stone megaliths, the long barrow consisted of a sub-rectangular earthen tumulus enclosed by curb stones. Within the eastern end of the tumulus was a stone chamber, into which human remains were deposited on at least two separate occasions during the early Neolithic. Osteoarchaeological analysis of these remains has shown them to be those of at least 17 individuals, a mixture of men, women, children and adults. At least one of the bodies had been dismembered before burial, potentially reflecting a funerary tradition of excarnation and secondary burial. As with other barrows, Coldrum has been interpreted as a tomb to house the remains of the dead, perhaps as part of a belief system involving ancestor veneration, although archaeologists have suggested that it may also have had further religious, ritual, and cultural connotations and uses. After the early Neolithic, the long barrow fell into a state of ruined dilapidation, perhaps experiencing deliberate destruction in the late medieval period, either by Christian iconoclasts or treasure hunters. In local folklore, the site became associated with the burial of a prince and the countless stones motif. The ruin attracted the interest of antiquarians in the 19th century, while archaeological excavation took place in the early 20th. In 1926, ownership was transferred to heritage charity the National Trust. Open without charge to visitors all year around, the stones are the site of a rag tree, a May Day Morris dance, and various modern pagan rituals. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:14 UTC on Saturday, the 18th of January 2020. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Coldrum Long Barrow. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbulus May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Aditi. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.